No Belfast writer is ever far removed from the subject of violence in everyday life, including Bernard McLaverty. His latest work is titled Matters of Life and Death, and Alan Chews has a review.
The lead story in McLaverty's new collection is called On the Roundabout, about an incident on a Belfast roadway after dark. In only 4 pages, McLaverty creates the feeling of a world in which the borderline between tedium and terror becomes attenuated to the point almost of disappearing altogether. In the rest of the stories, he looks at life in peacetime through the same prism, finding the flashpoints and violent extremities that make the simple life also quite dangerous. Occasionally, this manifests itself as comedy, as in the wonderful Trojan Sofa, in which a Belfast boy named Niall Donnelly, sometimes my doc calls me Skinny Malink, undergoes his apprenticeship into a life of crime by allowing his da and Uncle Eamon to hide him inside a fancy piece of living room furniture sold to a high-living orangeman. Most of the time, the tone in these stories is more straightforward, as the fictions focus on such matters as 2 boys recently orphaned who make their first steps toward adjusting to their new world of mourning and absence in the household of family friends, or how to deal with the friction or surprising lack of it between Catholic and Protestant neighbors in a middle-class Belfast suburb, or the miseries of a woman sliding inexorably into Alzheimer's, or the simple worries of a man going for a blood test to check for diabetes, who brings along a copy of Chekhov's stories to help him pass the time. As it happens, Chekhov is McLaverty's master. As his man in the diabetes clinic waiting room puts it, Chekhov draws you in. He writes as if the thing is happening in front of your eyes. So does Bernard McLaverty.
The book is Matters of Life and Death and Other Stories by Bernard McLaverty. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.